Now, the creation of the universe is a very interesting topic for each and every one of us. Different people have different perspectives on this. There is a general scientific worldview, which is now changing rapidly. And then there is the theistic worldview of religious people who believe in the existence of God as the creator. Let us explore in this interesting video the Vedantic perspective on the creation of the universe, because I think this provides a beautiful balance between the materialistic and general scientific worldview versus the theistic and the religious worldview. The Advaita channel is about consciousness and conscious creation. Here we explore Vedanta and various other ancient teachings from India to understand the nature of reality and to consciously create our lives. Part 1 is about the cosmic dance of matter and energy. Our journey begins at the dawn of time itself. Imagine complete blankness, the absolute nothingness. This is the unmanifested state, avyakta. In a fraction of a second, this singularity explodes, giving birth to time, space, and the fundamental forces of nature. As the universe expands and cools, subatomic particles form, then atoms, then vast clouds of hydrogen and helium. But what is the nature of this primordial substance, which was there even before the creation of universe itself? According to Vedanta, this is Brahman, the pure consciousness, which is the essential aspect of the universe and this reality. As per Vedanta, there is just one pure substance in and through the universe, and the universe itself is nothing but this pure substance. We only look at this pure substance as something of variety, and we perceive this world as something that is apart from us because of our inherent misconception and misunderstanding. In reality, there is only this one pure substance called Brahman. This is the point of Advaita Vedanta. But this video is about something very different. Let us explore and let us look at the creation of the universe and the entire drama that plays out from the perspective and from the worldview of Vedanta. And let us, in this process, understand the essence of this reality. As the universe continues to evolve, gravity pulls matter together, forming galaxies, stars, and planets. On one unremarkable planet orbiting around an average star, something extraordinary happened. This is where we come to part 2, that is the emergence of life on Earth. About 3.8 billion years ago, in the primordial oceans of Earth, the first seeds of life took root. Simple organic molecules combined to form more complex structures, eventually giving rise to the first self-replicating entities, the ancestors of all life on Earth. But how did this incredible transition from non-living to living matter occur? Science is still trying to figure this out. Some theories propose that life emerged near hydrothermal vents on the ocean floor, where energy-rich chemicals provided the building blocks for early life forms. Now, from the Vedantic perspective, it doesn't matter how life emerged on Earth, because as per Vedanta, whether it is life or non-life, it is all that primordial substance, the infinite consciousness. And there is a profound logic to it. Before the emergence of time-space reality, matter, and the fundamental forces of nature, there was a void, or there was nothing as per the scientific worldview. Now, the point that Vedanta makes is that a tree can only come if there is a seed. Since the universe had a beginning, and every model and every theory of science points towards this truth, that our universe had a starting point, had a beginning. What Vedanta says is that there should be and there was something before the universe. It was not a thing, it was not material in nature, but it was something which is very subtle, which might even seem like nothing from a human perspective. So this nothing Vedanta calls the primordial substance or Brahman. And since there was no space before the creation of the universe, since space itself emerged within that primordial substance, everything exists within this primordial substance. And since time itself didn't exist before the creation of the universe, even time exists as a concept within this primordial substance. And since all the fundamental forces and matter and everything that we see and feel all around us exists within this primordial substance, even what appears to exist as time, space and matter is nothing other than the primordial substance or Brahman. This is how we must understand the reality from the worldview of Vedanta. Now, as life evolved on Earth, it became more diverse and complex. Single-celled organisms gave way to multicellular life, and gradually the tree of life branches out into different forms that we see today. But throughout this incredible diversity, a common thread remains. That is that primordial substance. It is that same original primordial substance that from our perspective seems to be evolving into different forms and different things. Part 3 is the rise of human mind and self-awareness. Now let's fast forward millions of years. Life has conquered the land, sea and air. But a new member has come into the picture. And this species has access to a different dimension of reality through the mind and self-awareness. Now, as per general scientific worldview, the mind and consciousness are an outcome of complex neural networks. Although this has not been proven yet, most scientists till date believe in this. But Vedanta offers a radically different viewpoint. Vedanta says that primordial substance, that is consciousness, which was there before the creation of the universe itself, is Brahman. And the mind and the consciousness that we have access to through this physical body is simply a channeled aspect of that infinite consciousness. And if we trace back our awareness or consciousness to the source, this is what we will realize. So this is not theoretical, but it can be tested by each and every one of us as per Vedanta. So just like how a radio does not create anything but simply tunes into a certain frequency that already exists and manifests it through sound, even human body tunes into that infinite consciousness and channels that infinite consciousness through the instrument of the mind and experiences life. So from the Vedantic perspective, consciousness is not created by the brain, but it is simply channeled by the brain. Consciousness already exists as the primordial substance in and through the universe, and it is always there. But what the brain does is that it creates a channel for that infinite consciousness through which it can find a limited expression through human awareness, which enables us to have subjective experiences. Now let's come to part 4, which is the quest to enlightenment. We have now arrived at the present day. Humanity has achieved incredible technological and cultural feats. We have walked on the moon, mapped human genome, and created global networks of instantaneous communication. Yet despite all our progress, many of us still feel a deep sense of disconnection, and we experience lack of clarity and fulfillment. The answer to this, as per Vedanta, is to go within and find our true nature. Vedanta says that when we look for something outside of us, we are looking in the wrong place. We are looking at something which is incomplete, which is temporary, and which is imperfect to fulfill us. But if we go within and if we trace back our own awareness to that infinite consciousness, then the absolute fulfillment, clarity, and true peace that we are looking for becomes accessible to us. And this process of realizing our true nature is called moksha in Vedanta. This is called enlightenment. This is called nirvana, liberation, etc. This is called by different names in different schools of thought, different religions, different cultures. But the essence is the same. Whether we look at this from the perspective of Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism, or Christianity, the essential teaching is the same. It is about transcending the world and becoming one with the source, which was there before the creation of the universe, which is the universe, and which will continue to be even after the dissolution of the universe. This one primordial substance is that which was always there, and it is all there is. If we simply realize this, and if we recognize ourselves to be that primordial substance, which is infinite, which is eternal, which is pure bliss, then we have attained the absolute state, the state of moksha, and we become one with the source. Now, from our perspective, when we look at the creation of the universe, when we look at the evolution of the universe, when we look at the emergence of life and the evolution of life, it seems like that primordial substance that was there at the beginning is being transformed somehow, and it is evolving to more and more complex forms somehow. And from our perspective, this may seem like the evolution of consciousness. But from the view of classical Advaita Vedanta, this is not the case. If we look at this reality from the perspective of that primordial substance, then there was never a creation to begin with. There was never sustenance, there was never dissolution. There was no emergence of different galaxies, different planets, different life forms, and there was never enlightenment. There was always that one primordial substance. This radical view is called Ajatavada. And one of the greatest teachers of Advaita Vedanta, Sri Gaudapadacharya, propounded this. And this has been the view.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.